Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You ever found out something was a turn-on and it made things awkward because of the moment you found out? Or from how you found out? Maybe you're watching Gordon Ramsay yell at people about chickpeas and all your worlds come together.
Yeah, could be.
Just as in a random example.
Yeah.
Those two things unrelated, Malin. Fair to say?
Gordon Ramsay
yeah.
and chickpeas.
Your newfound affection for what you said earlier. Irish men or Scottish men who might push you around.
Yes, but also have a tender spot in their heart for me.
Yes, yeah. Very important. And only for you.
Yes.
Real specific.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But also not.
Very specific scenario.
Well, everybody learns about their things. Anybody got one where you've realized, oh, that's a turn on and it's awkward?
I posted this on social media and somebody posted one that I can totally relate to. CA said steam cleaning the carpet and seeing the carpet like super clean passes afterwards. I don't care if I'm steam cleaning or if I'm just vacuuming, but when I can see the change in it, I'm just like, yeah, dang.
Like,
I love that.
And it's a turn on?
Oh my God.
Not just like it makes your brain happy?
Like if I were done with that and then my partner were to come in, yeah, we could bang one out for sure.
Wow.
For sure. Ain't no problem with it. And vacuuming is the last thing I do, right? Because you wipe everything off. But even like wiping dust and being like, oh, that was dusty. And I didn't know. Love that.
Wow.
I don't know why. It's just
I knew people get definite satisfaction, but I didn't think that kind of satisfaction.
Man, especially like a made bed that you just go and make messy because you just cleaned and you're all turned on.
Dang.
I think a lot of people like forearms. Like when I think I mentioned it last week or something, when somebody's got like a nice like vascular like hand and forearm, but especially when they're driving. And they do that thing where they like lift their hand up and check.
Like the steering, like see the speed
see
or whatever.
The speed or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You've been
or whatever.
Like, what if like, on a school bus? Ooh. Did that happen to you?
Yeah. No.
When they go to reach
when you're like riding
the door.
Next, when you're like in the car with your boo thing and they're driving and they go to check. Oh,
that's
I don't
not
know.
That's not awkward though. It's awkward if it happens when you see your dad driving.
Yeah. But like, it's, or I guess it gets
and
awkward.
It triggers you.
Yeah. That's why I said the bus driver,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like, yeah
exactly,
okay. That's
yeah.
cool.
What if it's a brash Irishman driving?
Oh my God. Well, then it gets awkward too because then you're like, you got hot forearms. What?
It's
that's
very,
awkward.
Very Steve Carell, 40-year-old virgin.
Yes.
Forearms are so hot. This person writes, once at a movie with a group of friends, I had a coughing fit. And one of the guys in the friend zone sitting next to me took my hand and gently went up and down with his fingers on the inside of my wrist.
Yeah.
It helped me stop coughing.
Ew.
But it also made it so I couldn't enjoy the movie anymore because now I was thinking completely about different things. Somebody said, wait, that is so hot, I would be devastated. And the person replied, it was. I still get goosebumps thinking about it. And that guy no doubt is like, yeah, totally fixed your coughing fit. Moving on with his life.
Yeah.
Or he has no idea that he could have moved out of the friend zone for a moment.
Yeah, he's probably still bumming.
Have you ever had a simple touch like that change a game for you?
I'm not from like a person that I wasn't dating, but yeah, a real light touch where they just kind of like little circles on your hand or whatever when you're just kind of sitting there bored or watching a movie mm-hmm. or whatever you're doing. And then it's like, oh my God.
But having it happen from someone you had never thought of that way.
Yeah.
That would get awkward.
That's all it takes mm-hmm. though sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, I never thought of you as a woman before.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of what it is.
That's
kind of what she's saying about that guy. Oh, I had never thought of you as a man before. You were always just my friend, you know.
I never fantasized about your touch, and it turns out your touch is amazing.
This one, I had a girlfriend in college who apparently Pavloved the heck out of me. She wore a specific perfume every time she came over that meant we were going to have sex. It didn't always work out that way, but often when she had it on, I knew we were going to.
It
later we broke up, and I was working a shift at Target I had just started, and a random person walked by me that had that perfume on. Holy S. I was back in middle school trying to hide my ill-timed boner from the world.
That's similar to, I saw a girl on TikTok, I think it was sometime last year. She kind of Pavloved her boyfriend to think she was sexy in sweatpants by always wearing really cute lingerie under sweatpants when she came over. So anytime she came over and wearing sweats, he knew what was under them and he'd get turned on. And then eventually she just wouldn't wear the lingerie under the sweatpants, but he would still get turned on seeing her in sweats.
Yeah, of course.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. It's very,
it's really brilliant.
It's very, yeah.
Oil I got to up my into, lingerie game so into, I can wear more sweats.
There you go.
Sweats.
Yeah.
That's what you're taking out of it, Steve?
You and me both, man.
Steve, have you ever tried to dress sexy for Annette? Like in what would be considered traditionally sexy? Like not putting on a suit and just looking handsome or dapper or whatever, but gone out of your way to be like, hey, look at these milky thighs.
I can assure you that there's never been a time where I've looked in a mirror and said, you have dressed sexy.
And how anxious have you ever tried to dress sexy?
I've tried to dress nice, obviously.
Yeah. The sexy is a completely different. That's not even the same sport I'm playing.
I will never attain.
No. How anxious, can you dress sexy?
No, you have to, like, as a guy to dress sexy, you have to have a really certain something about you. Like, Lenny Kravitz can dress sexy. Like, he can wear sheer shirts and look sexy.
Oh, my God.
Right?
He's so fine.
Yeah, right?
You see those posts he made recently? It was like his 55th birthday or something.
And he looks the same as when he was 25.
He goes and exercises better in the jungle every day.
He does look better, yeah.
Impregnate he's amazing. Now.
So, no, I mean, I've definitely worn clothes that I know that the person I'm with thinks I look good in.
Yeah.
But I don't think I look sexy. I think I look good in them. Like, oh, I look good in this blue sweater. I will wear it. You know, like
Maitland, without being specific for any of the three of us, can guys that look like me, Hot Wings, or Steve dress sexy?
Yeah.
We can?
Yeah.
Hey, what kind of things would we have to wear to dress sexy?
Find me those clothes.
I think the suit thing, definitely, but you gotta go with like a slim fit suit. Not like the baggy ones you see stylish people wear at weddings.
Like politicians.
Yeah.
The things you buy at a place that ends with warehouse.
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh. Do I have to have
like a good tailored suit?
Do I have to have my pant legs be high above the ankles and show my socks like the style that has become popular in the last few years?
Depends on if you got hot ankles. If you got man cankles, then no.
How do I know if I have hot ankles?
Do they look like biscuits or do they look skinny?
Yeah.
Do they look like a can of biscuits or do they look like toned?
I honestly don't know.
So I'm not asking you if I have sexy ankles. I'm asking you if they look like biscuits or not.
Do your calves go straight down to your shoes or do you have an ankle?
Oh, Freebeer, you got good ankles.
Okay.
You got good ankles.
Yeah, I was really worried.
I'm terrified.
This isn't even something I ever worried about looking stupid with.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, other
you could
than
have
that.
Ruined my day by saying, yo, those are biscuit ankles. Yeah. What's up, Bisquick shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think the shorts that, for guys that have like a little bit of a shorter inseam, or like the swim trunks that do.
Oh, I love it.
If you're wearing like a vibrant, like, but they look straight out of the 80s, like a vibrant pair of some shorter swim trunks, those are sexy.
I love short shorts on
guys. Out, thighs out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Honestly, if you feel confident in what you're wearing, it's automatically going to look sexier. I mean, unless you're in like a banana costume or something stupid. But even then, that goofiness is sexy, you know?
Yeah.
But if you're in something that especially like you could be in just regular old sports clothes and have gone and played like basketball or done yoga or whatever. And you come home looking all good. I'm like, fine.
Or even some guys, too, like just wearing their hat backwards. Like when they wear it forwards, you're like, OK, yeah, you're a dude wearing a hat. But the second they throw it back and you're like, oh. Smack my ass like a drum.
Yeah. Be rude to me and say mean things.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Be Irish.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just going to be Steve Buscemi meme. How do you do, fellow kids?
Look
my
at me.
My skateboard, my backwards hat. I just asked my wife, I said, is there anything I wear that you would consider sexy ever? Like in the 10 years you've known me?
Are you waiting for an answer? Or did she just say?
We should probably go to a commercial.
Okay, give herself some
time. Yeah, because it's probably take her a while to write so much.
Yep, to write all the stuff.
Uh-huh. I like this one. I posted this on our Facebook page. If you want to follow along at FBHW Show, Alexa said, hearing the noise the ATM makes when it's giving me my money. That like dispenser noise.
Kind of like a grinding noise.
Yeah. Yeah, she wants to, that makes her want to grind something out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. This one, I was staying at my sister's for the summer and she would order a lot of Amazon. Usually the same delivery guy would drop them off and he was pretty attractive. I would just see him from the window. I'm pretty shy, but one day I got up the courage and went out to grab the package from him and told him, "You're very pretty." He stopped, he looked shocked and said, "Pretty?" And I said, "Yeah, pretty." He smiled so big and genuinely. He looked so happy that it was like the first time anyone had told him something like that. I melted. He looked even more gorgeous, smiling and basking in the glow of a compliment. He said, "Oh, thank you." And then giddily walked off. That's pretty good, I suppose. It is. And that would be. I mean,
hell yeah. Any compliment.
That would, yeah, that would make you feel very good.
Let's see.
This one's good. Avengers Endgame, when Captain America calls for his shield and it flies to him for the first time. Or is it, does he call for Thor's thing?
No, it calls for Molinar.
That's what it is.
And Thor's hammer.
Thor's hammer, that's it. And
he,
it comes
he lifts
to him for
Thor's
the first
hammer.
Time.
Yeah.
So that really turned him on.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, it's fair. You can't really predict what's, you know.
No, sometimes things just strike you strange.
Being yelled at by somebody with an accent. This kind of goes along with what I said earlier. That's what Cabe said on our Facebook. I'd like to be yelled at by a German lady.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that's, man, that's harsh sounding. That's a tough language.
Yeah, that's a strong S&M.
This text, "I am not in any way qualified to cut hair. But one time, a woman I knew asked me to help her shave her head. And within a minute, I had to fake a reason to stop and walk away for a little settle down of the diamond in the ice storm time I was having." So like shaving a woman's head got him like,
wow.
Like, that's not one you'd ever think, oh, maybe.
No, now he's a serial killer. My conclusion.
Yeah. If you have to ask if you have hot ankles, free beer, you do not have hot ankles. It's not what they said to me. So I don't know you.
I'll get you some socks. Just say, have an image that says Pillsbury Grands on them.
Ladies. Answered this question for a gentleman who asks anonymously. "My wife has been into CrossFit and now has muscular arms and shoulders. As a result, I've noticed something about her that I had never thought of before, and I'm obsessed. It's so weird I haven't told her. I noticed she has now very sexy armpits. They're hot. It's so weird I can't even tell her," he says. Do you think that would be a compliment?
For a CrossFitter? Yes!
That's what I
thought. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
They'll tell you how many burpees it took to acquire those.
Yeah, she built that thing.
Yeah, I mean, it might take away some of the sexiness when you realize how much she wants to tell you about how she got it. But.
Yeah, it's hard for ladies to have sexy armpits because we've got, I mean, ladies other than me have boobs, and then that like extra fat from the boobs kind of like squishes over sometimes depending on what bra you're wearing. So it's hard to feel like you have nice armpits.
Yeah. Yeah, so she must be really toned.
She might. I think Hot Wings, and I think you're both right. That's something she built. She's going to be happy. Put in a lot of work to get that.
Yeah, anyone who exercises to try to make their body better is going to be happy when you compliment a part of their body, especially one they hadn't even considered.
Yeah.
Steve, this text, as we catch all things. "Last time y'all came to Nashville, I was in the area man segment, and in the photo, I had my hat backwards, and one of you said, 'How do you do, fellow kids? Looks like he skateboards out in front of a local middle school to impress kids.'" I can see it hasn't stuck with you. That does sound like something we would say.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.